With millions of the billions in political ad dollars still on the sidelines, expect the airwaves to sound even more like this.
Democrats last year voted to send you and your family to hard labor camps in Harry Reid's Nevada. They don't like people with pets, and they actually favor toxic oil spills. Meanwhile, Republicans have a secret plan to make all Americans unemployed and live in refrigerator boxes. John Boehner wants to drain your swimming pool and fill it with nuclear waste. Democrats and Republicans, they're no good for America.
Paid for by the Election 2010 Committee that has lost all touch with reality.
Forget truthiness. In this political season, 2010 may go down as the election where falsiness finally triumphs. Fact checkers set to stun. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
We're good for America. Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 26th on The Takeaway. A serious look at truth in the 2010 campaign.
And yet listening to that, it makes me wonder, why aren't you working on political campaigns? I can't figure it out.
Need a plan B.
Well, let's talk about the elections that's at the top of the headlines this morning. How much money does an American midterm election cost these days? Well, the Federal Election Commission says candidates are on their way to topping the $2 billion mark in campaign spending. It's a new record, about $4 million for every congressional seat that's up for grabs. And speaking of those seats, there's about 100 House seats in play right now. 90 of them are held by Democrats. But of those 90 seats, 49 are in districts that went for John McCain in 2008. So if the Republicans can take 39 of those seats, they will take over the House. President Obama is trying to stop that from happening, although that may be a little bit like the little boy trying to block the flood with his finger in the dam. Speaking in Providence, Rhode Island, he says Republicans are all talk when it comes to the economy.
It's just playing politics. You know, if you're going to talk a big game, then you need to deliver.
The president also was pressed on immigration by the Spanish network Univision, and they asked if he'd earned the support of Latinos.
I am president. I am not king. I can't do these things just by myself. We have a system of government that requires the Congress to work with the executive branch to make it happen. I'm committed to making it happen, but I've got to have some partners to do it.
Okay, I can fact check that for you. It is true, he is president and not the king, but we're going to do a little bit more fact checking on the election in just a few minutes.
Stay tuned for that. Health officials in Haiti, meanwhile, say the cholera outbreak is likely to grow and will probably spread to the Dominican Republic. Six deaths were reported yesterday, bringing the number of known dead to 259, but doctors say 75% of people affected don't show symptoms for 2 weeks. They're rushing to distribute medical supplies and water to prevent the disease's further spread. Saddam Hussein's foreign minister, the very famous at one time anyway, Tariq Aziz, was sentenced to death by hanging this morning. Aziz was the international face of Saddam's regime for years. The U.S. government has approved construction of the world's largest solar power plant in California's Mojave Desert. Cost $6 billion, will double the country's solar output and power 300,000 homes. And a new government report shows the U.S. Treasury Department concealed $40 billion in taxpayer losses when it bailed out AIG. It contradicts a Treasury report this month predicting taxpayers would only be on the hook for $5 billion, which is pretty remarkable since AIG was given a $182 billion bailout. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 11,164. The S&P opens at 1,185. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,490. Later on this hour, a conversation with the very strange force behind magnetic fields, the band.
And as we're asking all this morning, are you still undecided about the midterm elections? And is there something that would change your mind? Maybe an ad like the one we played earlier this hour would change it. It would definitely change my mind.
$182 billion bailout like AIG got? Would that change your mind?
Yeah. Well, if $2 billion in campaign funding can't do it,
That's just the candidate money, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the external money.
8778-MY-TAKE. Let us know what might change your mind, if anything. But first, we're going to fact check these midterm ads in a few minutes.